Hallelujah. Good morning, precious Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for this beautiful rain. More important, thank you for your beautiful rain that just keeps us rejoicing and keeps us in your love, keeps us corrected. And I think as it's raining here, we can hear the birds. They haven't stopped chirping, haven't stopped rejoicing. Thank you for the wonderful example of birds. When we look at the birds, can learn so much, Lord. So bless us this day as you bless us every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 2 Corinthians 13, verse 10 to 13. I'm writing this to you now, so that when I come, I won't have to say another word on the subject. The authority the Master gave me is for putting people together, not taking them apart. I want to get on with it and not have to spend time on reprimands. And that's about it, friends. Be cheerful. Keep things in good repair. Keep your spirits up. Think in harmony. Be agreeable. And do all that, and the God of love and peace will be with you for sure. Greet one another with a holy embrace. And all the brothers and sisters here say hello.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just as I prayed this morning, you know, it's raining and the Lord is raining and the birds are chirping. They don't worry. The rain don't stop them from rejoicing. And so the same, we rejoice in the Lord. And these birds here are just such a revelation. Yesterday I was saying that I was just thinking, you know, I couldn't imagine God at a place. You know, I knew he had prepared a place for us where we could have it as our own and not just be moved around and know this is a place for us and our family. And I spoke about the beautiful garden that we got. I never perceived you need something like that. I would like something like that, but it's beautiful. And then the bird bath, yeah, that has been just a revelation because of these birds. And when you put the water in, the birds come and they're drinking that water and they're bathing on that water, not once a day. It's like right through the day. In the middle of the day, that pond is empty. And isn't that such a revelation for us to bask, remain, and dwell, and tap into the vine, into the Lord, all the time, drinking, being nourished, being refreshed, and then when anything bad comes, just washing ourselves in the light again, in the love again.
Living water.
And?
In the living water.
Yeah, the living water of God's love, His life, His presence, His provision, His favor. That's what we dwell in. But it also speaks about here, you know, we've got this goodness to build people up, not to reprimand them. But reprimand does happen. I mean, we constantly, God is reprimanding us, leading us. We see that clearly in Hebrews chapter 12. You know, He's the author and the perfecter of our faith to correct us so that we can dwell in peace and we cannot get bitter. And we need to partake of that all the time, that we don't go like Esau and go sell our birthright. And so correction is a way of life. And then sometimes when we got wayward souls that just think they can just carry on with doing wrong, and they hurting themselves and they're hurting their families and they're hurting our fellowship. So there's a time also of correction. It's a part of loving. When you don't love someone, you don't correct them. You just leave them. And then pretty soon they start thinking, well, it's all right. I can stay in this, because the church is not correcting me. So this correction, there's a place for correction, guys, and we need to do that. We see that clearly in the Bible, and we know that that's how the Lord deals with us as sons. If we're not being corrected, we're not sons, we're bastards. We
do it in love.
Yeah, and you do it in love. But the big thing is in that you always staying. That is also, that is staying in the boundary, staying in the love, staying in the good water, staying in the Lord's favor, and staying singing. You do everything in singing, in love, rejoicing. So the wonderful two portions of Scripture, Hebrews 12, there it talks about all the realities, because Jesus is the author and the perfecter of our faith. And then it's verse 13 comes to the kingdom, the realities we have of the kingdom that is with us from verse 22 right to the end. And then you've got there from verses 1 right up to verses just before 22. You've got all the beautiful boundary lines we need to stay in pursuing peace. So be encouraged in that. And then, as it says in 1 Thessalonians 5, the end portion there, you know, always doing good, always rejoicing, always being prayerful. What's the other one, my sweetie? Always being content. We've got a living God. You know, He's for us and not against us. So we can stay content in this amazing, beautiful, perfect love that has come to cast away any fear, any doubt, any shortcomings. Amen. So much so that He says, when we do that, we don't even stumble. So there's answers for us every day. So every day, be in the light as He's in the light. You see, love has been given. Stay in love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.